This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Once again, my beloved families, my brothers, my sisters, my elders, it brings me great joy to be here today officiating the nikah of my own daughter. This is the third of my daughters to be getting married. And we ask Allah always to take care of our children. And I'm sure when they ask me, how do you feel that your daughter's getting married? I said, she's going from a good family to a good family. She's going from a home to another home. And inshallah, I pray that Allah give them barakah and blessings, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless everything that's going to come out of this beautiful union. And this is the essence of the dua that we are taught to make. The sunnah, the biggest gift you can ever give a couple that get together is just a supplication, a dua. Barakallahu lakuma wa baraka alaykuma wa jama'a baynakuma fi khayr. May Allah bless you, may He bless everything that is going to come out of the result of this union, and may He bring you, the two of you, together in every goodness. So that is the dua that we leave the bride and the groom with today. And at the same time, a few words of advice. Number one is my beloved son Muzaffar and my daughter Razan. As we officiate your nikah today, we advise you with the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anittaqullah, to always be conscious of Allah. Everything you do in life, ensure that Allah comes first. If that is the case, nothing can go wrong by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if that is the case, the next most important thing is to respect one another. There should always be utmost respect in marriage. There may be a difference of opinion here or there. There might be, for example, one or two things we may not see eye to eye on regarding petties. It happens in every marriage. But if there is the focus upon Allah and His command and there is respect of one another, then inshallah it's very easy to navigate through the rest. Similarly, part of that respect is to be able to speak to one another with love and kindness. Generally, in my house, I have a rule not to scream and shout or swear at one another. Although sometimes with the little kids, I'm also guilty of raising my voice a little bit. But as they grow older and we realize, when it comes to our spouses and those who are slightly older, even to correct them, even to say something to them, we don't need to be loud, to be vulgar, to swear, to shout, to scream. And although I know it's not in the nature of either of you, but it's good to just repeat it, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So, at the same time, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you guys guidance in a way that you make the best decisions always. The best decisions always. For your deen, your dunya and your akhirah. As parents on both sides, I don't think any of us are the interfering type. We will probably leave you to navigate a lot of your lives. We will guide you from time to time. Don't take that as interference. We will probably suggest to you things. You may or may not decide to go exactly according to what we've suggested, because at the end of the day, it's only a suggestion. Similarly, when it comes to important decisions you may be making for your future, try to consider us. Perhaps you might want to just get an opinion from us, seeing that we've seen a bit more of the world than you may have. You're still young and you have a whole life ahead of you. We might be able to say a word that you may never have thought of. Who knows? So consider what your parents have to say and what your in-laws have to say. I've advised my daughter and I've advised all my children to say, when you're getting married, have the best possible opinion of your in-laws. They are your family. That is your mother. That is your father. Sometimes you and I know the world out there has developed a stigma when it comes to your in-laws. We don't believe that. We actually definitely believe that there is good in everyone. And this good begins to shine if we know how to live with one another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all goodness and protection. I could go on and on, but I think advice comes in small doses. So Muzaffar, May Allah grant you goodness, Ramadan. May Allah help you in your future. As I say, remember, salah is something that should never be compromised. Your taqwa, your relationship with Allah, never be compromised. Whenever you have any minor or major disagreements, may Allah protect you from that. But you need to navigate through that with utmost respect. This union is best based on love, kindness, goodness, honor, and it is meant to achieve mawaddatan wa rahmatan, the love and the mercy, the contentment, the goodness, the bliss. So that will only happen, inshallah, if we are conscious of one another and we think the best of intentions whenever anyone has said or done something. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. Those are a few words that I thought of, perhaps advising our children.